And that's what's frustrating. You say, hey, Gus, you said this was built. It is built. We've got enough good players in that locker room to do better than what we're doing on the field today. That's a fact.
The most emotional we've seen head coach Gus Bradley after losing in week 5 to the Buccaneers. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman the day after a 38-31 loss to Tampa Bay down at Raymond James Stadium. Gus Bradley told you in the radio postgame that the Jags have to look in the mirror in the locker room and figure some things out. How do they do that?
Well, I think all three phases need to take a look in the mirror. If you look at that game, special teams accounted for 14 points. Offense accounted for another 15 points because you allowed two long punt returns that led to Bucs touchdowns. One turnover led to a direct touchdown, and then they were able to convert the two-point conversion, and then you had an interception that led. And, you know, defensively, they're not off the hook either. You had a third and 15, an opportunity to get them off the field to take really the major control of that ball game because the momentum was in the Jaguars' favor, and they were unable to do that. So looking in the mirror is all three phases.
Doug Martin and Charles Sims gashed the Jaguars' run defense yesterday, 174 yards combined, 183 for the team. And, yes, Posluszny was out of the game, Jeff, but it couldn't have been just that.
No, but that was a big part of it. You have an undrafted rookie free agent, Thurston Armbrister, getting a start. Doug Martin's a great back. So is Sims. I mean, from watching the film of those guys, two quality backs. Doug Martin getting back to the level he was at back when he was a rookie, when he had nearly 2,000 all-purpose yards as an offensive player. Yeah, I knew that that was going to be the challenge because Dirk Koetter, who many Jaguar fans know very well, he was an offensive coordinator here, was going to take the pressure off of Jameis Winston 1 week removed from having five turnovers against the Carolina Panthers. So you knew it was coming, and the Jaguars played it right. But to me, the one play that really stands out in my mind was the third and 15 screen play, which you don't get off the field there. You send a blitz. I don't like the blitz in that situation, but you have a guy that has the ability to come up, make that play, in Jonathan Cyprian. And then when they get to the four-minute drill, when Tampa Bay's trying to run out the clock, you have two third downs. You don't use your timeouts. Fortunately, you didn't because you didn't get a stop. You got to get stops in that situation.
That screen play was certainly a killer for this Jaguars D. Now, on the other side, some positives on offense, but 31 points. It's the best scoring output in a couple of years for the Jaguars. Four touchdowns for Bortles. They fought back, got in the lead in the second half. But like you said, those two turnovers contributed directly to 15 points. The interception early, the fumble by Corey Grant later. You can't have those mistakes.
No, but, you know, they're showing progress. And I think that the young wide receivers, Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson, are doing a wonderful job. They need to keep doing what they're doing. But there's still more left on the table for Blake Bortles. You know, you had the one third down play early in the ball game to where he kind of got greedy throwing the ball down the field. He had Clay Harbor underneath. Just take what their defense is going to give you. He had another opportunity where he throws the ball to Mercedes in the middle of the field. Well, guess what? Julius Thomas was running wide open in the seam and could have been a touchdown. So, I mean, there's things on the table. There's still improvement to be made. That's the encouraging thing with this offense.
Of course, there are a lot of things that went wrong yesterday. We've gone through a few of them here. But for senior correspondent Brian Sexton, he's staying positive.
When I was in seventh grade, 32 years ago, my dad pulled me out of school for 2 days. I was pumped. 2 days out of school. He took me to a Power of Positive Thinking seminar. And walking in the door that day, I thought maybe school was a better option. But today, I'm glad he did. Because Zig Ziglar and Company taught me those 2 days to focus on what's ahead and stop looking behind. As Zig was always fond of saying, failure is a detour, not a dead-end street. I know you don't want to hear it after yet another Jaguars loss. Let's face it, positive isn't popular. But today, we all need a little Zig Ziglar. And your number one reason for hope is Blake Bortles. He had yet another 300-yard game and a career-high 4 touchdown passes. Last week, the word was finish. How about 4 touchdowns in 5 red zone trips? Folks, we all know what didn't work on Sunday. 2 turnovers that turn into 2 touchdowns, pretty hard to forget. But we all also know that you don't win in this league without a quarterback. And the Jaguars most certainly have theirs. Hey, it's taking longer to get to where the Jaguars want to be than any of us would like it to. But as Zig was always fond of saying, you have to climb the ladder of success rung by rung. There's no elevator. So today, I refuse to look at losses to the Colts and Bucks and think about what could have been. As Zig was also fond of saying, how you see your future is so much more important than what happened in your past. And I like the way the Jaguars' future looks with Bortles running the show.
Thank you, Brian. Jeff, who do you have on All Access tonight?
Going to have Jonathan Cyprian. We'll talk about the game that Doug Martin had.
Jonathan Cyprian tonight at 7 on Channel 4. Also on radio, it's Jaguars Monday, 6 to 8 on 1010 XL. Tony Boselli and Pete Prisco. Should be an interesting Monday night. Gus Bradley scheduled to speak to the media this afternoon. We'll carry it live right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.